USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Ida is forecast to be a big rainmaker as it moves further inland. The National Hurricane Center saying heavy rain is in store for portions of the south along with the Tennessee and Ohio valleys. The coast of Alabama and parts of the Florida Panhandle could also see 4 to 8 inches of additional rain. Several people are under arrest in New Orleans on looting accusations.
This would not be tolerated. We have made those arrests. This is a state felony, and we will be booking you accordingly.
Police Chief Sean Ferguson did not release information on the arrest, only saying it's horrific for anyone to take advantage of the less fortunate after Hurricane Ida. Ferguson adding police are implementing anti-looting measures. Close to 2 million people in New Orleans are without power. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Good news, at least for now, regarding the average price of regular gasoline as the prices dropped for the first time in 9 months.
The national average dropped 2 cents to $3.23. It's the first time since mid-November that this has occurred.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey Group telling USA Radio News the reason why gas has declined.
Gasoline demand was already weak and weakening further with the end of the summer driving season and because of sustained high prices. But crude oil prices dropped substantially in the first of the past 2 weeks.
Former President George W. Bush is going to visit the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania on the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Bush is set to deliver keynote remarks to commemorate the lives lost. Bush was president at the time of the terrorist attacks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Officials say roughly 1,200 people have been evacuated out of Afghanistan over the past 24 hours. The White House saying 26 military flights and 2 coalition flights carried passengers out of the Kabul airport. And as the withdrawal continues, how are veterans taking the news of the United States officially pulling out of Afghanistan? Megan Mobb served in the military and was in Afghanistan. She's now a visiting fellow with the Independent Women's Forum.
So many veterans wanted us to get out of Afghanistan. The data shows that, but it's how we got out of Afghanistan that's been so morally injurious. So moral injury is what happens when there's a transgression against your values. So a way of thinking about this is PTSD is an injury of the mind. Moral injury is an injury of your soul. So it's this transgression against your values. And one of the values that we indoctrinate in the military is I will never leave a fallen comrade. And so many veterans right now are feeling not only are we leaving Americans behind, but we're leaving our allies behind, those who served alongside of us, and they became our comrades too.
Former President George W. Bush is going to visit the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania on the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Bush is set to deliver keynote remarks to commemorate the lives lost. Bush was president at the time of the terrorist attacks. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.